It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. New York City school officials have been working for months now to draft plans to rezone a group of schools on the Upper West Side. There are three proposals so far, and we expect a discussion on the plans at a public meeting tonight. The rezoning has brought up issues of historic school segregation, overcrowding, and the city's opaque process for addressing some of these issues. Sound familiar? Well, a similar rezoning debate flared up just last year in Brooklyn. WNYC's Yasmin Khan has been following that, and she joins us now to discuss these current plans. Hi, Yas.
Good morning.
So first, let's just lay out what's on the table for the Upper West Side. Take us through some of the changes the city wants to make.
Yeah, it's a big rezoning. And I'll tell you what the city has put on the table so far. The latest scenario involves 11 schools.
That's a lot.
Spanning more than 50 blocks. The idea is to alleviate overcrowding for some of the schools in the southern part of District 3 and actually increase the zones for some of the schools farther north, which are under-enrolled. And there's a new school coming online. So anytime a new school or a new building opens, you have to obviously create a zone for it. Not included in the city's plan, though, are schools in the most northern part of District 3, which is Harlem. And this is a big issue for the Community Education Council. This is a group of parent volunteers who actually, they vote on the rezoning. Most of those parents want this plan to include schools in Harlem, too. So those are the schools in play so far. Overcrowding is sort of the key issue or the main catalyst for this plan.
Okay, so there's overcrowding, but then there are the diversity issues at stake as well. I mean, a reason why this proposal has been so closely watched, right?
Yes, so the city says the goal of the rezoning, or one of the goals, is to promote diversity. That's their language. What this really means on the Upper West Side and in districts in other parts of the city is that there are significant racial and income disparities between schools that the city needs to address and that families in the district need to reckon with. For instance, in the southern part of the district, there's PS 191, which has historically enrolled a majority of low-income kids. Most students are Black and Latino. Meanwhile, you have schools very close by, like PS 199, which enrolls mostly well-off students who are white. And creeping just north of 199, you have the same issue in schools on the Upper West Side, enrolling mostly white, well-off students in a district where about half of students are poor.
Okay, so issues of race and class are coming through loud and clear here. This sounds a lot like the controversial school rezoning along the Brooklyn waterfront last year, which you followed very closely. Has the city evolved in its way and how it talks about these issues?
Honestly, it doesn't appear that way. The city does at least say in its PowerPoint presentation that promoting diversity is a goal. That's new. But that's vague language, and it doesn't acknowledge longstanding school segregation as an issue to correct. The city hasn't made the case to parents at a public meeting that I've been to, anyway, that lays out the need to desegregate. And they have not laid the groundwork for getting community buy-in. The situation in Brooklyn last year involving two schools near the Brooklyn waterfront was different, obviously, different schools, different neighborhoods, but many of the same issues were on display, talking about historic disparities, issues of race and privilege, and the need for families to confront these issues and then share a common vision. Even if the city did lay out a common vision for people, of course, there would still be resistance.
Mm-hmm.
People don't like change.
Right.
You know, some of these public meetings that I've gone to, they've gotten pretty heated and personal. And I've heard parents talk about these changes in a way that makes it sound like they're being punished or that they're on the losing side of a change to the zone lines. And the Department of Education needs a better response for parents. It needs to find a better way to guide people through these changes and why they're necessary.
Okay, so what do you expect will happen at this meeting tonight? Where do things stand with the rezoning plans?
The Department of Education so far has presented three draft scenarios, but the Community Education Council, that's the group of parent leaders who vote on the rezoning, they've come up with their own plan. It's in the form of an 11-page letter to the chancellor, and it mirrors in some ways what the city has already proposed, but their language is quite strong on the issues of alleviating overcrowding and addressing segregation. And basically, this parent council says, here is the plan we want to vote on and pass. So I think the group's proposal will be the focus of tonight's discussion.
And you'll be at the meeting?
I will be there.
And you'll let us know.
That's right.
WNYC's education reporter, Yasmin Khan. Yas, thanks a lot.
Thank you.